beautiful passage in the gospel. When Jesus, leaving Jericho, going up from Jericho towards Jerusalem, and there comes this son of Timaeus, Bartimaeus, begging for the gift of sight. Jesus, son of David, have pity on me. He was son of David. It's a big title for them. That's how they would understand and would call the Messiah, the expected one that would come and would reign as David, their great king. The gift of sight. I believe we all should be praying for that. We all should be praying that we could see beyond what our eyes can see. We know that every time we read, we meditate on Jesus' miracles, we are not only seeing Jesus' power towards one single person. He gave the gift of sight to that man. Yet we can learn much more from that, because it refers to each one of us, to all of his followers, his disciples up to today. We have come, you know, if you look at our week, and if not this week, if you look last week, and the week before that, we have come to realize that we are in difficult times. We are acting, and as we, I mean, perhaps society as a whole, I'm not making a generalization, but we are acting as if we were all blind people. There's a book that I liked it very much when I read it. So much that it's one of the few books that I read twice. And then came a movie out of that book. Then I went to see, and I didn't like at all the movie. But that doesn't take that the book is, it's a good book. It's called Blindness. I guess in Portuguese, in English. I didn't read it in English, but I think it's Blindness in English by a Nobel Peace Prize winner, José Saramago. He's from Portugal. And the book talks about, well, the blindness and how people start going blind without no explanation. One than the as if it was a contagious. They didn't know how, they didn't know why, they didn't know the cause, but it just people start, everybody, you know, from 1 to 10 to, you know, a whole city, everybody going blind. And in that blindness, how the true character or inner being of each one of them would show up. Or the goodness that would be there, but all those also who did not have that good intention and would take advantage of that situation. Of course, the whole book is allegory to the society that thinks that is seeing but cannot see really. You know, the violence that we hear about, even today, another place of worship, a synagogue, was attacked. The last that I saw, 10 people killed in attack in a place of worship. We are blind. Where is that respect to the other human being? Where is the love for the one that even does not think or see the world as we see it? Why have we become so intolerant toward the other? Do we have the secret that everyone should follow? I do believe we all have sparks of the truth, but we cannot say, each one of us, that we have grasped everything. That's why we try to follow the Master. That's why we gather here, as we were beginning, and we have three of the catechumens here. And one of the questions, I question them why they want to become, they want to be baptized, even though they are still children. They did say, we want to be part of this church. And then I had to ask everyone, their parents, their sponsors, but also the whole community, do we want to be a model, to be example, to guide them? And we said, yes, we want, happily. Can we bring the world out of darkness, of its blindness? Can we guide towards the truth and the light? When Jesus heard Bartimaeus and the gospel, he said, bring him to me. And they, the same ones that were trying to say, you keep quiet because the Master is busy with other things, don't bother. They were and say, take courage. He's calling you. And immediately, he threw away his cloak, and he went jumping towards Jesus. I think we all need that moment. And I believe we are here because our sight is not yet perfect. So we do ask the Lord, I want to see, because the Lord said, what do you want me to do for you? Lord, I want to see. We want to see. We want to see beyond what our eyes will tell us. We want to see the goodness that is present in each person. Even when they don't dress as we dress, and we would like them to be dressed. Even if they don't talk the same language that we would love them to talk. Even if when they worship in different places and church that we are not worshiping, we want to see the goodness that is in them. Because there is a spark of that goodness that likeness of God in each one of his creatures. Yes, I believe today is a day of asking. Lord, we want to see. Grant us that grace, that one day we may be one, that we may really be a family. We are a family that there are differences, different ways of thinking. It's not saying that the way I think and the way I see is not important, because I need really to know where I stand before I can accept the other. Otherwise, I'll be, you know, like a feather that the wind blows away one side and the other. We don't want to be like that. We do have our beliefs. We follow Jesus. We do have a set of values that we believe and we follow. The value of life. But may the Lord take away the blindness, the hatred, the indifference, the prejudgment that sometimes we do towards other people. And when we finally have our eyes, our hearts open, may we love as Jesus taught us to love.